I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. There's a whole series of web videos dedicated to stuff white people say to minorities, like asking someone of Asian descent where they're from, like really from. Joanna Hausman takes this one step further. She's a white Latino American from Venezuela. Yeah, she gets plenty of questions about it.
So where are your parents from?
Oh, I forgot to tell you that Mark and I just got back from Cancun.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm not from there, though.
Oh, did I say it wrong? Is it Cancun? Cancunye.
That's one of her popular videos titled Things White Latinos Are Sick of Hearing. So, Joanna, your videos are great. And I imagine these questions about your ethnicity come from all races and all stripes, right?
100%. I mean, even Latinos themselves are very confused by my appearance or by my background. So I always say that my life is justifying who I am. And this justification, it kind of gets funny when you're like 26 years old and you're still doing it.
So can you remember when you first started getting these kind of questions?
Yeah, I remember starting elementary school. And I went to elementary school in Maryland. And I'll never forget, this little girl came up to me and she was like, oh, my mom told me that you're from a Latino America. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's very strange because you look more like Mary Kate and Ashley than anything else. And I was like, that's a very interesting connection. Never thought Mary Kate and Ashley was a sufficient descriptor of where someone is from. But, my last name is Jewish. So, you know, even in, when I was, studying for my bat mitzvah, I'd get a lot of questions in Sunday school as well. It was very confusing to all my, fellow bat mitzvahed people, like how I came to be in Venezuela.
Now, I imagine it's a little bit tiring telling people that, yes, you can be both white and Latino. At what point did you decide to poke fun at it?
You know, comedy has always been like my fuel ever since I can remember. But I don't think people learn through being taught what to do unless they're in school. And I'm not going to go around and like preaching to people. I just don't think that that's efficient. But if I make people laugh and make people understand my perspective with humor, I think that I'm educating them through like a fun vehicle. And I think that that's honestly one of my favorite parts of what I do. Is I'm educating people. I'm letting them know of this other side of identity through videos that make them laugh and that they want to share and that they feel identified with in some way.
I want to play a clip from another video, Spanish words white people can't say.
This is refrigerator, and I'm not going to pronounce it the Spanish way.
Refrigerador.
Yeah, no.
Refrigerator.
Refrigerador.
Wait, you roll a single R?
Do.
Refrigerador. I can't say it either, Joanna. I know.
That always makes me laugh. I don't know why. I mean, I've seen it a million times. I saw it in the edit, and it still makes me laugh so hard. Oh, man. I feel so bad for my like employees and for my coworkers, because I made them suffer trying to pronounce these words.
Now, is there something more you're trying to show than people having a hard time with other languages?
Yeah. I kind of have this perspective that I don't think that being a minority or having a difficult identity or, having a diverse background is something that I personally feel victimized for. I kind of feel empowered in some way. And in this video, I very much felt like the empowered person by like trying to get my friends to pronounce these words accurately. And, I live in an environment, I do improv where, I don't know who John Candy is. I don't know a lot of like the pop culture references of the U.S. before, 2007. So it was like, let's turn the tables a little bit. How does it feel that I know something that you don't? But I always see it as like something fun. I mean, I'm not, necessarily poking fun of them in a negative way. It's not their fault they don't speak Spanish, but I like putting them in a vulnerable position because vulnerability is funny sometimes. And honestly, usually that's where real humanity comes from, is when you're like vulnerable.
I know another thing you riff on is misconceptions about Latinos. Tell us a few.
Well, that we're all Mexican, that we all pray to all the Virgin Marys. All the Virgin Marys. Clearly, I'm Jewish. I just said all the Virgin Marys, but I know that there's one. It's kind of like, oh, like, you know, we're all maids. We all love Pitbull. You know, there's so many people in Latin America. There's so many different cultures. There's so many different countries. So many different ways of speaking Spanish. So many different types of music, food. It's like coming here and being placed in a single box of being Latino is kind of odd. I think a lot of it has to do with the portrayal of Latin Americans and Latinos in the media. And I don't think it's anybody's fault. I think it's time for us to step up to the plate and to show our diversity and our humor and our talent but more certainly than not, like basically our pride in our differences.
Joanna Hausman is a Venezuelan-American comedian and writer, and she makes funny videos for Flama, an online video network of comedy, music, and other stuff aimed at U.S.-born Hispanic millennials. Joanna, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Perro.
Perro.
Is it more of a Spanish R roll, like a tongue roll?
Perro.
I can't do that.